We don't believe this programme worked in its intention as a satire. Therefore, we really are quite unhappy that it was broadcast. What's it got to do with the government? What is on Channel 4 and what isn't?
This is a very sensitive subject. It's one that has been heightened by the media. It's one upon which the public is rightly concerned. We need to ensure that we can convince the public that we can provide a very high level of protection and security for children.
But the point of the programme was criticising the media in the same way as you are. That's the point about the programme. It was criticising the media.
The point I've clearly made, and that Tessa Jowell has made, is that the way they have done it, the spoof approach, the satirism, the trivialisation and the use of humour in this kind of way about this subject is completely inappropriate and offensive to people. So what we have now is outrage about the programme instead of their intention, as they claim, which is a debate about the way the media treats this subject. And I have to say that for a channel that repeats the programme within a very short space of time, because it realises, you know, it's caught public attention, I think, you know, one can only question whether really the serious issue here was TV ratings and not the real wish to generate a serious debate.
What
I'm concerned about is generating public awareness and confidence in the measures we're trying to put forward, and that's why I'm producing a document today which initiates a wide-ranging consultation on measures to strengthen the Sex Offender Act, to widen the range of offences that will require registration, to tighten up the registration process in some very important ways. And I want to generate public debate during this consultation period about these serious issues and how we handle them more effectively.
I want to put some of those points to David Quantick, who I think probably is still listening. Mr. Quantick, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Can I just ask you, it's a serious point that the minister makes about the question of whether the programme could succeed in generating a debate on the serious basis, which you claim was its intention, because the government argument is that it failed.
Well, I think if government ministers are going on Radio 4 shows to talk about Channel 4 programmes about paedophilia in the media, then I think the programme has succeeded in creating a debate.
Beverly Hughes, are you still listening? Can I bring you back in on that?
The reason I'm coming on the programme and the reason why, you know, in a sense these issues have collided is precisely because of the consultation paper I'm publishing today.
Do you accept that there's clearly an argument going on about whether the programme worked or didn't work? I mean, if you look at the Mail today, it says unspeakably sick. If you look at the Daily Telegraph leader, it says, well, the programme may not have worked, but the government shouldn't try to ban it. So there's a range of views. That's inevitable. But do you accept that the intention, whether it was fulfilled or not, was to use satire to make a serious point and was not a piece of cheap titillation? Do you accept that?
I've no information as to make a judgment on that. What I would say, and this is from my own personal knowledge, that if anybody had done even the smallest amount of research into the impact of these crimes on children, if they had read any small amount of the kind of evidence that children give to police and other agencies when they are investigating allegations, then I really don't understand how the subject could have been portrayed in this way. I found the detail of the programme harrowing to read, having also read transcripts of children's evidence, and therefore I don't know how much research the writer did. Had he done any of that kind of research on the impact and the stories of children, I really cannot understand how he presented the issue in this way.
Beverly Hughes and earlier David Quantick, thank you both very much.